Just Me, a place to be me, where you get to experience life. Life is a journey, not a guided tour. If you want the rainbow, you have to go through the rain.
Welcome back. Welcome back, guys. So if you didn't join us last time, we were talking about social emotional skills. And just to recap briefly, social emotional skills are the ability or different skills to better comprehend our emotions, feel our emotions fully, and demonstrate empathy to others. And for a lot of times, it is our ability to formulate positive relationships, make healthy decisions, and to create frameworks around the ability to achieve our goals and interact in positive, healthy relationships with others. And so what that kind of looks like is being able to manage stress effectively, able to create safe and supportive environments for ourselves, and to be able to model and teach healthy relationship buildings for others in our lives. And when we think about social emotional learning, for social emotional skills, we have the five different skills, which is the self-awareness and self-management, which we spoke about at our last episode. So if you did miss that, check us out where we talk about what exactly self-awareness is and what exactly self-management is and how that is portrayed in different relationships, including parenting, including in our professional lives, and including in our intimate or friendship relationships. So today, we're going to carry on with two other social emotional skills, the first being social awareness and the second being relationships. So with social awareness, thinking about what social awareness is and the definition of social awareness is the ability to put yourself in other people's shoes and to acknowledge that they're from different backgrounds, different cultures, and that they may have grown up in a different environment or they have grown up in a different environment from you. And to take this information and act with empathy and in ethical, healthy manners to support healthy relationships within your home life, within the school life, within the community, or within your work life. So it's really embracing other people's diversity and showing empathy. You may not completely understand, but you're able to show grace and extend grace to other people because their perspectives are just as valid as your perspectives. And I know that for situations that have arose in the past in our culture or in our society, there have been some challenges with acknowledging that people come from different backgrounds as us. And if they don't agree with our perspectives, then they're wrong. And that has been a lot of the narrative in political rhetoric. That has been a lot of the narrative within some of the events that have happened where people kind of externalize their emotions, whether it be with aggression at school, whether it be aggression in the workplace. And so really kind of taking a step back and recognizing that social awareness is very important because it helps us get along with others in our environment. So when we think about social awareness and we think about our ability to interact for parents and with our kids, social awareness can be if your kid is on the playground or if your kid is at school and they maybe get into a disagreement with another kid, helping them to, instead of do the fight or the flight response, really taking a step back and asking, well, why did this kid do this? Or helping your child to really understand the emotions and rationalize different things in order to maybe help with resolving a conflict. Miss Sharina or Miss Tracy, what do you guys have as far as relationships or professional development?
Well, so when we look at relationships, and just as you mentioned, ability to understand and share your feelings with others, oftentimes in relationships, you have to take the focus off of you, whether it's in a marriage or you're dating, a relationship at work, any type of relationship, get the emphasis off of you and begin to understand the person that you're dealing with, to think about other people that are around you and avoid being selfish or kind of self-absorbed type thinking. So it plays any type of relationship. Again, we're not just talking a union, a dating type or marriage, but work, friends, co-workers, strangers in those moments, you never know who you come across and what they're dealing with in the conversation that you'll have with them.
And also with social awareness, we have to have patience. So when I say patience, I really calming down and being intentional as it relates to your surroundings and who you're dealing with. Sometimes we have a lot of impulsive behaviors where we don't think about things before we do them or even before we respond. And that can cause a lot of conflict. So with that, with the patience that I'm expressing about, we're wanting you to have gratitude, like being grateful as it relates to being in that situation with that person and showing some sort of empathy and sympathy as it relates to what's going on. And as Miss Tracy said, really taking taking things off you, not being selfish as it relates to how you view the situation. And also recognize situational demands and opportunities. So this is the time with this social awareness where you can increase your relationship with that person, let that person know that you're very intentional as it relates to being in their presence. So it can provide a lot of opportunities as it relates to you building relationships. So, as I said before, like really having patience, being very intentional as it relates to being in that moment. Being intentional as it relates to being in that moment is being mindful of who you with, their situation, where they come from, asking questions. That is a great social awareness skill. Like asking questions to find out more information as it relates to what is the situation beforehand. And after you ask questions, you also have to have good listening ears. And that is a great social awareness tool. It's like being able to listen. And with those skills that I just discussed, it will help as it relates to enhancing your understanding of social awareness.
I like how you brought out like to really be patient, and it make me think. Growing up, your parents tell you to be considerate of others, and if how does my behavior or my response, how is it going to impact that person? So when you say like slow down and just be aware of what's going on, do I hurry up and pop off, or do I have that empathy and really understand it to really meet them where they are?
And today in society, a lot of people say, well, people are attacking me a lot. And I think that attack comes from, really thinking that whatever they're saying, you're making it your concern and not just being patient and really listening as it relates to what's going on.
And there was something that I saw that kind of supports this whole social awareness is that just because something is my trigger doesn't mean it's somebody else's trigger and vice versa. So recognizing that the same statement that is offensive to me may not be offensive to somebody else based on their experience and their perspective or how they grew up or how they interact in the world. So recognizing that just because it's offensive to me, that they may not have taken it as offensive or may not have seen it as something that could be offensive towards me. And so taking a step back and really having that mindset to, like you said, Ms. Sharina, listen, take a breath, and then speak and ask questions. Because even though I interpreted something as an attack, doesn't mean that the person intended it as an attack because of how they experience the world. And that's okay. That is completely, completely okay.
And that right there save a lot of conflict in relationships, because when you just say like being offended, if socially aware, like whatever impacted them, if I take a minute to breathe or try to get a better understanding before I respond, I won't respond negatively. And how you respond can either strengthen or weaken a relationship. So, because of a misunderstanding in what is shared. So I like that. It's going to help me resolve a conflict that I got to address someone. And to just to really, even though the way they responded to me was one kind of way, and I'm glad I didn't respond immediately. And now I have time to think about it. So now when I go to respond, I have to say, well, things could have been going on, or let me understand why you, when I asked you this, why did you respond to me that way? And maybe when they give me their reasoning, it's going to change my response to them, because now I understand why they said it, whether it's that tone or the words that they use. Now I have a better understanding and I can respond correct, because my initial response would probably been a very offensive and may have destroyed the relationship that has already been established. So that patience, like you said, Ms. Smith, is very important to take a minute, like step back and really, really listen, because it can make or break a relationship. So developing your social awareness is important in relationship building.
Absolutely. Oh,
And I
go ahead.
want you to notice how we're very intentional with what we say, how we say it, as it relates to this conversation. And because we're being very intentional with how we're communicating amongst one another, that is causing great social awareness skills. And we can't do that if we're texting, texting and talking at the same time, because you're not really providing your full attention to that person. So we have to be very mindful as it relates to what we're doing in that moment as we're trying to really give attention to the person we're talking to and the environment we're in.
I know that sometimes, or one recommendation that may help as far as with our parenting, and with kids and helping to teach social awareness is, I know parents have a million and one things to do on a daily basis. And so 9 times out of 10, multitasking is greatly utilized. But sometimes multitasking can take you away from being extremely present and aware of the social situation going on right now. So when you're trying to explain a situation of why your child can't have ice cream before dinner, or when you're trying to explain to your child why it's not safe to run out in the middle of the street, or go after something that they're looking at, but you're also on the phone and you're trying to have another conversation with somebody else, or you're trying to help your child with homework and they're just not getting that math equation, and you're also trying to cook dinner and you're also trying to have a conversation on the phone with somebody else, and you're also trying to do laundry. There are so many other things going on that you're not able to really be aware of how challenging this math problem is for your child. And then what you're modeling is the fact that I can't be present. I can't recognize how much challenge, frustration, and lack of self-esteem sometimes that can develop when kids are trying to really do homework but can't get the right answer, or stressed about a project. So just being really present, and aware that sometimes multitasking is effective, but sometimes multitasking can be a hindrance in modeling healthy social awareness for your child.
And physically, look at the physical demand that you're putting on your body when you're multitasking and you're trying to socially connect with that child. Physically, that can take a lot out of you because mentally you're pulled in so many directions. You said the telephone, talking to somebody on the phone, trying to work with your kid and looking or listening out for the clothes. You make yourself tired when you're doing a lot of things at one time, and it takes away from that social awareness. So it doesn't take away from you mentally, but it also take away from you physically when you're not really putting your time and effort in being intentional when you're dealing or doing social awareness.
Okay. And to kind of stream into the next social emotional skill, it's relationships and building healthy relationships. And that goes hand in hand with social awareness. So building healthy relationships includes the ability to meet with people from diverse ranges of different backgrounds and to be able to focus on listening and be able to communicate with others, peacefully resolve conflict, and knowing when to ask for help or offer help. So it includes working cooperatively, resolving conflict, communicating effectively, and allowing yourself to interact with other people. I know that one thing that I do when I hear with different clients that I work with is that now that the pandemic has kind of officially been lifted as far as restrictions, there's this notation or this idea that I don't need relationships. I don't need people. I'm an introvert. I don't like other people. Other people make me anxious. Other people make me worried. And while all that can be true, absolutely, and that we all have a different scale of interaction with other people, in all actuality, human beings are social creatures. Everyone's social meter may be different, but we all have relationships that we need in order to work through our daily lives. So it's not just intimate relationships. It could be relationships as parents. You have to interact with teachers. You have to interact with principals. You have to interact with other parents that your kids are interacting with or playing with. And so, with that being said, that is a type of relationship. So, working on navigating those, working on not being as restrictive, active listening, listening to the teacher as they may be during that parent-teacher conference, and receiving that information about your child and asking further follow-up questions instead of doing maybe sarcastic rebuttals. Tracy, what do you have for relationships?
Yeah, so even piggybacking on what you said, it gives you an opportunity to help discuss the emotions. So in the relationships, like the emotions are going everywhere, just depending on the situation. So building that bond, strengthening that relationship, having that empathy, you help build trust. One thing I remember saying when people say, "I feel you," in relationship, it used to be just a like a saying, but to really when I'm talking to somebody about what I'm going through and they say like, "I feel you," they kind of making me feel a little safe in that space to say, well, maybe they really do understand. So that's another way of empathy to me. Like I hear that in that. So now I get to connect and I might trust that person or build again that bond is getting strength, getting stronger within that relationship. So it's still very important to be aware to and to have that understanding. And if you don't understand, a simple ask that question will help me understand.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Ms. Sharita, what about in our professional lives?
Well, when it comes to relationships in our personal life, there are, I mean, in our professional life, there are certain elements I think about when it comes to healthy relationships. First of all, in our professional life, do we have mutual respect for one another? Mutual respect means that you each care about the other person while also caring about yourself, like really respecting the other person's decisions or choices, even though they're not yours. Also, when you're in the professional environment and working with people, do you have trust issues? Do we trust each other? Healthy relationships are built upon trust. You have to have companionship and caring. If you're in a professional environment where you're with these people 8 to 10 hours a day, it's very important that you have a sense of caring skills and compassionate skills. Also, in the professional environment, do you support each other? Are you all supporting each other by being in this professional environment? Are we relaxed with one another? And then, when we do have disagreements, do we fight fair? Because the reality is that you work with people, and there are disagreements, but are we able to fight fair in a very professional manner where we're not tearing one another down? And some additional indicators as it relates to being in a professional relationship at work is make sure you have boundaries. Make sure you practice equality. Make sure the communication is clear. And also think about how you feel about yourself, like your self-esteem. Because if you don't have good self-esteem, that means that you're looking at things in a negative manner. So when it comes to healthy relationships at work, it's very important that we be very intentional as it relates to looking at our relationships, recognizing how important relationships are, and what is the work that you're putting into the relationships in order for them to sustain and be effective while you're at that job.
Good information, ladies. So, thank you everyone for joining our conversation this week. I hope that you guys received some valuable information as far as continuing on social emotional skills. We have one more skill to talk about, and that is responsible decision making. So, hopefully, you will check us out and hit us up again next time. We do have a lot of awesome opportunities as far as workshops, as far as opportunities going into the school systems, into the businesses, with really practicing and implementing some healthy relationship building skills and workshops, activities at your place, at your business. So if you are interested, please hit us up at www.justmetherapy.com, or you can reach out to us via email at justmepodcast, the number 1 at gmail.com. And until next time, take care of yourself so that we can take care of each other. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to Just Me Therapy podcast. If you are seeking further one-on-one diagnoses, interventions, and treatment plans, please consider scheduling an appointment with an individual counselor at Journeys Counseling Center, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Journeys can be reached at 336-294-1349. The mission of Just Me Therapy podcast is to use authentic conversations to uplift one's mind, body, and soul. The goal of Just Me Therapy is to offer affordable education and insight to individuals who experience financial barriers to accessing individualized behavioral health care services. With that being said, the information, including opinions, advice, and recommendations discussed in this podcast, are intended for individual, informational, and educational purposes only. Such information is not intended to substitute the recommendations of your own licensed therapist or healthcare professional. Although we are licensed behavioral health professionals, we are not your licensed behavioral health professional. As a result, the advice mentioned on this podcast should not replace the recommendations offered by your own qualified health professional.